Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, the teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear listeners, in today's show, we're going to be talking about prophethood and how the Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the last of all the prophets and the seal of messengers. And with this, we're going to be dealing with a question, a critical question that we'll be answering today in this show. The first thing is that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the last of the messengers and prophets sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the guidance of humanity. Now, this is an unshakable belief within Islam. No Muslim sect is anticipating any other prophet or any other divine book. So Prophet Muhammad is the final and the seal of all the messengers, and the message he brought for us is what is considered to be the complete and final divine message for the humanity. The question that we're going to be dealing with today is that there is no doubt that leadership is a vital part of Islam. With the lack of a prophet and the occultation of his successor, the issue of leadership will be terminated. Because of the principle of the seal of prophethood by the Prophet of Islam, we cannot wait in anticipation for another prophet. Does this not have harmful implications for an Islamic society? Well, a very critical question indeed, that since the prophets are sent for the guidance of human beings and humanity at large, the question is, when he leaves, who is the leader of the Muslims? Well, this is where Prophet, before he left this world, he left a system. And we call that system to be the system of imamah, or the system of imamate, or the system of imamat. Okay, this system is the continuation of prophethood. So after the last prophet, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, departed, Imam Ali alayhi salam, being the first imam, being the first caliph, being the first vicegerent of Prophet, he took the position of the leadership of Muslims. Unfortunately, in that time, due to political circumstances, that position was snatched and he was not allowed to take that position formally and take the office, as we call it in today's time. There was another group of people who took that position away from him, and that created a lot of problems. But we're talking about the concept of prophethood and followed up with or continuation of this concept with the concept of imamat. Now, there are altogether 12 imams, right? The 12th one, the last of all the imams, whose name is Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, he went into the occultation. Now, Prophet passed away like 1400 or so years ago, and Imam Mahdi alayhi salam went into occultation around 1200 and so years ago. Now, in between what we have, starting with Imam Ali alayhi salam and ending with Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, a total of 12 imams. Out of these 12 imams, everybody spent the time to guide the Muslim Ummah, and they were the leader at that given point in time. So in the time of the Imam Ali alayhi salam, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein alayhi salam, they were present, but they were not the leaders of the Muslim Ummah. The leader of the Muslim Ummah was just one, and that was Imam Ali alayhi salam. We move forward, Imam Ali alayhi salam was martyred, Imam Hassan alayhi salam and Imam Hussein alayhi salam, they both were present, but Imam Hassan alayhi salam was the leader and Imam Hussein alayhi salam was a follower. Similarly, we come to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam and he is the last of the Imams, but then, due to circumstances that we're not discussing today in this show, he went into occultation. After he went into occultation, we're back to square one, who takes the leadership role of the Muslim Ummah. Let's discuss this at the conceptual level after this short break. Stay with us.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This is Brother Mahdi. Today, I would like to talk about when there is no prophet, who is the leader of the Muslims? So, first, let us accept the fact that every society must have a leader, right? Every society must have a leader. If we go back thousands of years ago, for example, to the time of Prophet Musa, peace and blessings upon him, we will see that even over 2,500 years ago, the estimated time that Prophet Musa lived, 2,000 years ago, the society had a leader, Pharaoh, Fir'aun. Now, in this specific scenario, we see that this leader, Fir'aun, was a bad leader. But the main point that I'm trying to make is that even 2,500 years ago, there was a society, and this society had a leader, which happened to be a bad guy. But regardless, he was a leader. So I want to, again, very quickly remind the topic is when there is no prophet, who is the leader of the Muslims? Right? So now we established that even thousands of years ago, societies had leaders. Now let's go farther back in time, more than 2,500 years ago. I mean, that's a long time. We see other tyrants and oppressive leaders, which the Holy Quran has told us about, such as Nimrud at the time of Prophet Ibrahim. So even way back when, we don't even know, the society had a leader. Again, happened to be a bad leader by the name of Nimrud. So now let us fast forward to 1,000+ years into the future, during the time of the Holy Prophet, Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. We see that at the time of the Holy Prophet, Abu Sufyan and oppressors like him were the leaders of the people and the tribes of Mecca. So, if you look at the Western world, right? We just talked about this Eastern part of the world. Now, let's go ahead and look at the Western part of the world. Here too, brothers and sisters, we see that every nation, every peoples, have always had leaders. Now, whether good or bad, that's not really the point. The point is that there have always been leaders in the society. So we can say that we have to have leaders in order to have the society work, right? If there's no leader, there's no order. And if there is order, surely there is a leader. Now, the next logical step is to see who should be our leader, right? Should they be sinners? Should they be evil people? Should they be cruel people? Should these leaders be bad people? Should they be, you know, God forbid, drunkards, womanizers, abusive, corrupt? Should these leaders be lawless, unfair, right? I mean, you know, it's quite clear nobody wants these type of people, bad people, people like Fir'aun, people like Nimrud, to be leaders. Nobody wants Abu Sufyan to be our leader. Now, we can all agree that our leader, and I mean this is globally, we can agree, universally, we all agree that our leaders should be honest, they should be truthful, good, noble, pious, fair, just, kind, sincere, honorable. This, brothers and sisters, is how our ideal leaders should be. Now, of course, the Holy Prophet had all of these positive and beautifully divine qualities in him. But after the Prophet left, the leader should clearly, according to these qualifications, the leader should be the most pious, the most honorable, the most knowledgeable, the most brave of all, which, of course, right after the Holy Prophet, leads us directly to Imam Ali. Now, after Imam Ali, it leads us to the rest of the Imams. And in today's time, in the ghaybat, in the physical, disappearance of the 12th Imam, it is the ulama, the scholars that are at the forefront of the battlefield to defend Islam. The ulama, the scholars and defenders of Islam like Sayyid Ali Khamenei. So you decide, brothers and sisters, who you want our leader to be. Do you want our leader to be a corrupt, deceitful, sinful politician? Or do you want our leader to be a learned scholar of great faith and courage, honest and fair, leading the people of the world towards the ultimate guide to the Imam of our time, Imam al-Zaman? Thanks for listening. We leave you in the best of care, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's care.
We once had a teacher, the teacher of teachers. He changed the world for the better and made us better creatures. Oh Allah, we've shamed ourselves, we've strayed from al-Mu'allim. Surely we've wronged ourselves, what will we say in front of it?
Welcome back, dear listeners. Before we went on to the break, we were talking about the leadership of the Muslim Ummah. And we said that all the prophets in their own times, they were the leaders of the Ummah and of the people. And then Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was the leader in his own time. He created an Islamic government and he was the leader. After the Prophet, he passed away. Who was the leader? We said that there was a system in place, the system called Imamah, the system of Imamate. And the first of the Imams was Imam Ali alayhi salam. And then we said for 250 years, it was one after another Imam that preceded the first one and became the leader of the Muslim Ummah. Starting with Imam Ali alayhi salam, the second one is Imam Hassan alayhi salam, the third one is Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the fourth one is Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, the fifth one is Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam, the sixth one is Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, so on and so forth up until Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Now, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, he went into the occultation as well. So that position of leadership, we see a vacuum and void again. So for that, we say that for this era, in today's time and age, the necessary things have been suggested through Walayatul Faqih. It's another continuation of the system of Imamah, which is the continuation of system of Nubuwwah, which is the prophethood. So this Walayatul Faqih is something that is leading the entire Muslim Ummah today. And this is the system in place, a divine system in place by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what do we, when we say Walayatul Faqih, what do we mean? Well, the leadership of religious jurisprudent who has the necessary conditions of knowledge, piety, and political awareness. In a nutshell, that is what we call Wilayatul Faqih. The means of recognizing such a leader also has been clearly expressed in Islam. So there are criteria expressed by the Imams of Ahlul Bayt that if you see these qualities in a person, you take him as your wali and he has to be a faqih. So he is called a waliul faqih. With this, we leave you in Allah's care and thank you for listening to today's show. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye. La ilaha.